Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second episode this week of our twice weekly podcast, Flats and Shanks. This is Flats. He is
Shanks. There we are. Week commencing the 4th of May. Episode 2.
How long is this going to go on for, fella? Come on.
Well, come on. We might be allowed out on Monday. Who knows? Really? Who knows? Talk of schools being back.
Although I don't want to name drop, but I did get a call from Sean Fitzpatrick yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I've heard that. And he goes, well, I've been listening to the news today and I reckon they're going to extend it to the end of May.
Oh.
Yeah. I said, cheers, Fitzy.
How is he?
He's the best. He's the best guy. He's good form, loving life. He's the same as you and me, fella. He basically does the same work that you and I do. And he's like, yeah, so there's nothing in the diary till the end of the year. Like, yep, that's the way it's gone for us. But he likes grilling. Quite cool. You know the old, he called me about a barbecue thing, but you know the old Kamado Joes, they're all red. And that's kind of the brand. Fitzy, because he's an All Black, they made him one in black when he lived in New Zealand, and he shipped it up when he moved to England. That's how committed he is. He freighted it up.
Did he do the hacker over the phone to you?
Must have done. Yeah, must have done.
He is super cool guy.
On his Kamado.
Very good at golf as well, which doesn't surprise you. Yeah, he's a good golfer.
Yeah, he keeps fit as well, and like,
some of us top players, former top players, are great golfers, though. So that is no surprise, really.
Yeah. I tell you who you said looks good at golf. Now, when he swings on the telly, I'm like, oh, yeah, Michael Jordan does look good.
Yeah, he is good. He is good. Although, I watched episode 6 yesterday, last night. I wanted to go to bed.
Is that the one about media scrutiny?
Yes, it's about his gambling. Yeah. Oh, we shouldn't give too much away. And he didn't look that great. Blocking quite a few to the right, missed a couple of putts, but I've seen him swing a club since that. I mean, that was probably back in like 1998. I'm sure his game has come on since he's retired. But what a series! The best sporting documentary I've watched by a long way, by a mile. It's weird to think they had all this footage and hadn't released it. You know,
amazing.
It's like having a photo of a real bad photo of one of your mates that you're desperate to put up on a WhatsApp group, yet you don't. You leave it for sort of 10, 15 years and then you release it. It's a hard thing to do, to keep this brilliant footage and insight and behind the scenes for such a long period. Maybe he didn't want it released.
I think that's what it is.
Oh, I knew you'd know. Good.
It took a long time for Jordan to agree to it because he thought things might be taken out of context and there's no real benefit for him for it coming out, because apart from anything else, he doesn't need the profile, doesn't need the money. He's probably one of the richest men in America. So I think it took a long time for him to agree is what I read. It's funny, he must have had control over it.
Yeah.
So what else? I remember reading years ago that Michael Jordan had his own office in the changing room. So you know when he's playing coins or whatever,
yeah,
it is, pennies at the... I think that's... He was given an office. He had an office in the changing room.
He's in there a lot. And they're the guys that look after him. They're like his personal security. Because...
Yeah, so he had his own office in the lads' changing room. That is unusual.
I know. It's great, though. It's getting even better. And you're seeing a bit of a different side to him at the moment. You've watched episode 6, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's also great seeing some of their other sort of former legends as well, like Patrick Ewing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, their...
Charles Barkley.
Kobe Bryant was in there for a little bit on episode 5, God rest his soul. But it also highlights how bloody good Scottie Pippen was as well.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, like...
So good.
The Tom Shanklin of the team. But, you know, underpaid, undervalued.
Yeah,
but no, he's...
But you wait.
He is the man, Michael Jordan. No
Scottie
doubt
Pippen's
about
voice.
It. Yeah. I want him to read me a bedtime story. I want him to do my sat-nav.
Yeah. I want him to read me everything, do audiobooks, be really slow. That'd be good. Very slow. It is the, you know, we've watched a lot of telly in our time, boy. It is the best sports documentary I've ever seen. It is the best show currently on telly. It's so good. I haven't seen the test yet. I know that. This, it cannot be as good as this.
Test is good. There's quite a few, but yeah, I agree. And because you remember it, well, I remember it, but I don't remember it that well. I remember him being a legend, but, you know, I couldn't recall any of the games or any of the championships. So, you know, it's even better for me because it's new, if that makes sense. I remember I used to have a Michael Jordan jacket. It used to be like a black bomber type of jacket with green sleeves. I think one of the kids, one of the youngsters in The Bodyguard wore it, the film. You know, when Farmer has to dive off the pier to save the little boy who's in the boat and they think he's crazy and then the boat blows up.
Yeah.
What a great film that is. Oh, God, I want to watch that again. I'll tell you a couple of films I watched, Flats, which your kids will like. Junior. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, where Arnold Schwarzenegger is a scientist and they impregnate him and he gives birth to a baby. It's really funny. And Twins.
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah. Danny DeVito again.
Yep. Those two are brilliant together.
They just work, don't they? Because he's so small and Arnie's so big.
It's like me and you.
Yeah, exactly. It, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who's Arnie, though. Both are.
No, not me. I watched a film the other night. Oh, it was intense.
Yeah.
Really, it's actually really good. Called The Guilty. It's on Netflix, freebie.
Okay.
Well, it's not free. You pay for Netflix, don't you? Really, really good. It's basically a guy.
Who's guilty?
It's a cop who works in a. I think he's in trouble, basically, and he. Yeah, he gets one of the things he has to do. You know, like you'll be working a desk job until you're out, until his court case is done, kind of thing. He works in the call center, the emergency like dispatch call center type thing.
Okay.
So people ring in when you ring 999. He's the guy you speak to, and let's just say it's not. I think it's where is it? It's Swedish, I think. But he does not. He gets a bit too involved. Put it that way.
Oh my gosh, Flats, you've sold me that. Wow, great explanation. I'm raring to go for this film.
No, it's intense because I thought about 20 minutes in, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the only thing we see. We're not going to see him in the outside world. You literally see him
like
head
phone
and shoulders.
Box.
Yes, yeah, similar thing. But he gets right into this case and this case happens and you're like, oh my God. And he can't just leave it. He can't just order a police car and leave it. He's like, no, I'm going to follow this up. And they're like, stop following it up. It's not your job. And he can't help it. And he gets really involved. And at the end, it's like, bang. It's really good. It's really clever. And we've got nothing else to do. So it's not going to win any awards, but it's only an hour and a half. It's good to watch.
Does he turn out to be like a Jack Bauer? Like he's got like he studied karate from like a young age, or he was in the military and he's just taking his job because he's in between jobs. But he's a badass.
He's under investigation for something, okay. So he can't. But I don't want to give too much away. Have a go at it. Have a go at it. It's good. But I'm gonna. Are the Ozani films on like Netflix or something?
The what films?
The Arnie films you mentioned.
Oh no, Sky.
Ah.
Don't think you've got to pay for them. They're not on Sky Store. I think you can just download them on Sky Cinema.
Okay. But
yeah. I mean, Junior, I've not seen for years and years. I remember Twins. Everyone remembers Twins. But Junior's very funny, mate, because he starts getting all the symptoms like a female would get when they're pregnant. Mood swings and tiredness and funny walk. So,
yeah.
I think your kids would enjoy it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
When I say a friend, it's actually a friend's wife. She walks, like I got a bit drunk in Devon like a year or two ago and I started taking the mickey out of her walk and I'm blooming mad. And she walks with her knees like right out to the side. And I was like, arc at you, like Danny Dyer, taking the, like, you know.
Yeah.
And sort of, come on in, you mug, like she walked back from the bar. She said, come on in, you mug, you sigh. Anyway, it is like comedy, and we've always said it. It turns out when she had a baby, she had one of the babies, her hips changed and never came back. So she now walks like John Wayne.
Yeah.
Because of when she had children. And I took the mickey out of it. And
yeah.
I mean, it didn't go down brilliantly.
Now you feel bad. I mean,
that's a real thing. She can't run. She can't run anymore. She used to run. Can't run anymore.
You've got quite an aggressive walk. And I do enjoy sort of walking behind you about 10 meters and filming you. It's natural. I mean, I know you're not trying to put it on, but it's an alpha walk. Let me put it that way. It's a swagger.
I think it's not.
Yeah, well, you would.
I've watched it. You videoed it, and I think it's not. I think it's
the shoulders
just
turn,
a bit lumbering.
The arms are out. It's all you're missing is a Gold's Gym vest and a pair of cycling shorts and a bum bag and some Reebok pump boots.
Did you ever have Nike Air Jordans?
Yes. Yeah. Only sort of 1990, middle of 1990s when they were first out. I mean, after that, I gave up basketball. rugby was number one for me. But yeah, I had a pair of Jordans. I had a pair of Reebok pumps as well.
Same, love those. LA Gear pumps as well. Remember those?
Yeah, and with things with the Air Jordan, though, I used to burst a bubble just to be different. I thought that'd give you a bit more spring. And I might be able to dunk it.
Did you?
Mm. You go through these phases, you try things, but no, you can't.
I think I had a pair of Jordans, yeah. Reebok pumps, yeah. Puma discs.
Yes. Yeah.
Puma discs, fella.
They were good.
They were the Atari Lynx of the trainer's world.
The Gazelles.
I never had a Gazelles.
Adidas Gazelles, you can get them. They're still fashionable now. Sort of gone through gone through the time like a mullet. It's come back again.
Yeah. Not a good pair of jeans, fella.
Reebok Classics. Do you have a pair of Reebok Classics?
No, I wasn't. I don't know how to say this without offending anyone. I wasn't enough of a chav to have those where I grew up. Only the chavs wore those.
Well, I went through a stage where I wore that and a Lessie polo shirt, had an earring.
Oh, yeah.
Which I tried to hide from my dad.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, it's street,
mate.
How
can you hide an earring from your dad?
Well, I took it out when I went home. And then when I went upstairs to bed, I put it back in. And I had a massive scab formed on my ear then. And he rumbled me.
Did he?
Yeah. I was just trying to find an image.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're on X Factor. And, you know, people can't find...
set me apart.
People can't find... Singers can't find an image that suits. I was going through that period, all right?
Oh, brilliant.
Michael Jordan. Worked for Michael Jordan. I thought, why can't it work for me?
Yeah, and on... Normal People, this TV show that you haven't started yet, I don't think. Nearly finished it now. It is so good. It's intense, but it's good. The main character, who every woman in Great Britain is now in love with, he wears a leather jacket. And I'm like, I know he's not meant to be a cool guy, but I'm like, I just think leather jackets so rarely work. They so rarely work. I think they just look like you've tried a little bit too hard. It's like too much hair wax for me. And I remember that when we were young, we used to have three-quarter length leather jackets.
Three-quarter length?
Like three-quarter length. They weren't like three-quarter length. They were like...
What, down your arm or your... or
no, down your leg. They were like halfway between your knee and your hip.
Oh, black leather jackets. Yeah. Or like the shaft.
Yeah. Yeah, we all used to wear those.
Like and Blade. Like
green, dark green chinos and kickers boots.
That's a look, mate. Do you have a couple of shotguns inside?
Yeah, exactly. It was like a snatch. That is exactly what it was like. It was exactly that look.
Oh, no, I don't think I had a leather jacket. Oh, no, I did actually.
You had an earring. You didn't need one.
I bought a brown leather jacket before.
You're on tour?
Yeah. Gareth Thomas bought one in Eden Park shop, and I was looking at it thinking, oh, I quite like that. And I snuck back after him and bought one. And
was it Eden Park?
I'm pretty sure it was. Suffice to say, I never wore it.
No, you can't. It's.
I mean, I put it on later. I put it on later, and I just thought, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Take it off."
But I've got a leather jacket, but it is for the purpose of riding a motorbike for safety because it's got armor in it, and that's all right. But I wouldn't wear it casually because it weighs about 30 kilos.
Probably
but
quite
it
good.
Is cool.
It'd probably be quite good to wear for walks, wouldn't it? You know, it's like a weighted vest. Do your chins in it.
Yeah, I need something else to make me sweat actually a little bit more. Get back from a 5 or 6 mile walk, and it's like I've run a marathon.
Can't you just let your missus go through your phone? That'd be a good sweat.
Yeah. I had one of those things the other day. My kids don't listen to podcasts, so this is allowed. But their mummy said to me, just so you know, she's not going to mention it to you because she feels really awkward. But Peanut Head found something on your laptop. I was like, found what? Basically, inappropriate. Yeah, she said the word Frankie Vaughan, basically. And I was like, yeah, I actually don't. She can't have done because I'm not like a martyr. It's just that isn't my thing. It's not something I watch. I was like, I don't watch any of that stuff.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, same. But I don't, and there isn't any, and there won't be any on, you know, I don't have private browsing on my laptop, but there's nothing on the history. And so, luckily, my laptop's clean, yeah?
Oh, thus protest too much, Flats.
I know, but anyway, my point is my laptop's, she goes, well, no, it'll be one of those. I've just got WhatsApp on my laptop when I'm sitting at my laptop.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's easier than your phone. And I was like, oh my God, it's the stuff that all the lads send around, and girls, actually, to be fair. Nolly's one of the worst, but it's the stuff that everyone sends around on WhatsApp. And I've got loads of chats that I clear quite regularly, but I don't clear them every day. And she has just clicked on something and seen it. And then her mummy had to convince her that her daddy wasn't a weirdo.
Mm. So quite a tough job, that.
It is a tough job, and she hasn't mentioned it yet.
Well, I like what you've done, mate. You've thought about this. You've got your story straight. You're testing it on me. Well done. It works.
How is it?
That is a common fault. Yeah, you can get WhatsApp on your desktop, and she can accidentally click on it. But I know you. I know how clever you are. I know how secretive you are. I know there's a secret file somewhere. System X. There'll be a folder there, and it will unravel like the Matrix.
Who was it who had... I don't want to drop him in it. One of the lads had a folder on his computer, UFC fights. And I was on to UFC fights. I was like, you save loads of fights? No, mate, but missus will never look at that. UFC fights.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I can't say who it was, but it was Dean Schofield from South Shields. But a great bloke, one of the great men. But that's a bit. So anyway, we're at the workstation yesterday doing homeschooling. And I just, like, nothing was on my screen. I was just like, oh, God. And Peanut Head was like, what? I was like, oh, some of my friends think it's funny to send me the most horrible stuff. I don't know. She's like, do they? Do they send you things? I was like, yeah, they do. They're idiots. Well, it's not funny, is it, Daddy? No, they should stop. I know. I'm going to clear that whole thread now.
I hope.
Delete the whole conversation. And she looked, she had this moment of relief. She's like, oh, my daddy's not a weirdo. It's them.
I bet you blame me. I'm such a good scapegoat.
Chez. No, blame Chez.
Oh,
Chesley.
Do they know him? Do they know him?
Yeah, well, they've met him once when they were really little. They don't remember him, but I talk so badly of him all the time to them that he gets the blame for most things.
Oh, good. He's like the boogie monster, is he?
Yeah, if you're ill, it's Chez's fault. Don't even know who he is.
Got to close your cupboards at night, girls. Chez might be in there.
Yeah, exactly.
One of them.
Oh, yeah, so The Guilty is a good film. Normal People is, whoa, wow.
Okay.
People are obsessed with it. You've got to start it.
Well, I've got Gangs of London to finish first. I got two more episodes there. Didn't realise what a badass the Albanian bloke was.
Luan,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's a bit of Jack Bauer in him.
Considering he's got a girl's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got two more episodes of that. And then I'll probably start it, Flats. I don't think I've got anything else in the wings. I did start Better Call Saul after Ben Backhouse, the ITV producer, went on and on us, but can't really get into that.
Okay.
That's all he does, though. I think he works for Netflix and Sky, just reviewing series, basically.
Yeah.
And he's got a warped sense of humour anyway, and he's a bit strange. So, you know, I, if you say something's good, I would listen to you. If he says something's good, I take it with a pinch of salt these days.
A handful of salt, because he recommended Hap and Leonard to me on Prime, and it is good. It's fine. It's not in my top 100 series ever, and I've only watched 150, but it's fine. I will finish it. I will watch it, But he starts making recommendations like that where I'm like, do you know what? You told me this was outstanding and it's not. I can't trust you anymore.
Mm.
You lose trust for a guy.
Did a bit of DIY this morning and last night. One of the chargers wouldn't fit into one of the kids' iPads, okay? Couldn't even put it in. You know, wouldn't trying to force it in, wouldn't go. Yeah. Never force it, never try and force it. And I had to turn to social media for a little bit of help, okay? So plenty of response. Use a magnet. There might be a little bit of lint in there. There might be some dust. Poke around. Use a cocktail stick. I didn't. Use a screwdriver because I'm mad. And what it was the end of... If you buy chargers or charger leads, which aren't official Apple ones, there's a tiny bit at the top of it which can come off and can get stuck inside of the charger port. So I fished around for a bit and pulled out, and it was a bit like a little horseshoe end that fits over the top of a charger. You don't get it with the official Apple ones, but if you buy a cheaper one off eBay or Amazon, they can potentially come off. So pulled it out, and it's working again now. So saved me a trip to the Apple shop, saved me probably £40-50.
That is a good feeling.
Mm. It was a good feeling.
I might need you to help me. I've got a set of, like, I've got lots of Beats headphones because I'm an addict, but I've got the ones that go around the back of your neck, the Beats X, and there's a little technique for resetting them. Tried it, charged them, tried to reset, nothing. I think they might have died on me, fella.
Oh, no.
They might have died on me, and that is not good. That's not good times because I use them a lot.
I want to thank the Mac... at the Mac Fixer, so macfixer.co.uk, give me some great advice on social media, on Twitter. Asked him if you wanted to go for a drink after. Nothing back, but that's okay.
It's lockdown, isn't it? It's lockdown, that's why.
I did like Sean Maloney's response, though. He'd say, I'd be calling...
What did he say?
He'd sent a photo, and it said, I'd be calling this bloke. And it's the bloke from the office that comes in to fix the computer.
Yeah.
No professionals. I'm not professional. Well, you should be. It's one of the funniest scenes ever. Have you seen, Jackie Chan in Way of the Dragon? No, I've seen him in Enter the Dragon. Bruce Lee it was, actually. Have you seen Bruce Lee in Way? No, I've seen him in Enter the Dragon. It's one of the funniest scenes. So, bloke comes in to fix... Tim's computer, and he's just like, he's a bit like you, really. You know, he's just saying, have you ever been karting? Yeah, I've been go karting. Went around the track, pulled over, and the guy said, no professionals. I said, I'm not professional. He said, well, you should be. If you're carrying on like that, you could be best in the world. I said, no thanks, mate. Making a shitload out of computers. So that was a...
It's so funny.
It was a brilliant response.
Imagine writing that.
I know.
You'd laugh so hard writing that.
You would. We've had a little bit of work yesterday.
You don't overdo it, do we?
No, not too much. I mean, it was a couple of hours' work. It was actually a little bit longer than I thought. We worked for World Rugby and DHL. So we just did a bit of an alternative commentary between... England and Wales quarterfinal Rugby World Cup 2003 at the Suncorp in Brisbane. Brought to you by DHL. Just got to get that in, didn't we?
Delivered by.
Same thing, mate. You know.
Well, yeah, I suppose it is really. I tell you, it was good actually.
Great game.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was actually a great game.
Amazing game.
I forgot how good it was.
And I forgot how intense rugby was in. I mean, I honestly think that first half was more intense than a lot of the rugby we saw in the 2019 World Cup because there are so few breaks. Scrums and lineouts happen so quickly.
Yeah, the pace of the game.
So few, yeah.
Mm. You talk about players being fitter now. You'd have to be fit to play in whatever, 30-degree heat. You could tell it was sweaty. Yeah. The boys' eyes were all puffing up. Loads of perspiration coming off them. But just the sheer pace of the game was incredible.
And, the fact that players are bigger now and they're getting bigger all the time, what aids that is the number of rest, the amount of rest during a game.
Mm.
So, yes, they're bigger and more powerful, But you watch Phil Vickery, he's a, you know, he was probably, what, 18 and a half, 19 stone, 6'2", 6'3", at that point. So he's this big man. He gets almost no rest at all for 80 minutes. I mean, he goes and goes. And you get to a scrum, bind up. It's not like the old days where you just fold in. It's a proper job. But it's so quick. It's just so quick. And Christ, I mean, we were basically the best athletes in the world around that generation. That's what I'm saying.
He's already,
I was really surprised.
Phil Vickery's already cooked a sourdough this morning. Don't know what he's going to
so
do with
I,
it.
But
don't know what he's
going to
do with
wrong.
It. He's probably just going to break it up, throw it in the garden, and let the birds eat it.
Yeah, I cooked one on it. I cooked two this morning, and they're not good enough. I'm a bit gutted.
Oh, I knew you'd cook two. You couldn't just cook one. You have to cook one more than Phil.
No, I messed up. I accidentally followed the wrong thing. And then right at the end of the YouTube video, it's like, now, of course, this is enough for two loaves. I was like, oh, no, I didn't want two.
Mm.
So I did two crap ones instead of one crap one.
Are they edible?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, fine. A bit of toast. I had a bit of toast on it. But last night, a mate as a gift sent me some pork steaks, which did on the whatchamacallit. Oh no, did homemade pizzas last night. Pork steaks the night before, all outside on the grill. So good. Homemade pizzas, fella.
Mm.
Might be. I know it's not very macho. They might be my favourite thing to grill, to do outside on the barbie.
I got
pizzas.
A pizza oven, so even better.
Do you use it?
Not as much as I should, but yeah, I've got proper sort of dried wood meant for cooking, which is good. I got a infrared temperature gauge, so the old dot, fire the dot in there, see what it is.
Wicked.
Get it right. But it's causing a bit of hassle in my house at the moment. I won't lie to you, boy. I think... I'm getting in trouble for outdoor cooking too much. Now, I don't use the same thing. Mostly I use the gas barbecue because it's quicker. But if I want something proper done, you know, you want something to taste beautiful, I'll use a Traeger. But then I get a little bit of smoke, don't you? When it lights first off, there's sometimes a little bit of smoke till it catches, till the organic wood pellets catch, and then it's good. So I get in trouble for any smoke, and I come in the house and my t-shirt smells of smoke. I've got to change it straight away. So it's causing disruptions in my house. It's not going down well. Are there any tips for me? And don't say 6 feet under. All right. Cause that's not going to help.
No, do not kill your wife. When it's lighting, you obviously leave the lid open and it smokes for a bit. Just stay away from it and let it do its thing, because then you don't smell of smoke.
I lie on
but
the floor.
Also, it's all just go back indoors. But it's all organic. All those pennets are 100% natural organic. So you're not putting horrible. If you're going to the, you know, Esso or Tesco Express and buying your charcoal and it's all covered in petrol or fuel, whatever it is, like, that is just crap. What we're using is organic. Lump wood charcoal, organic wood pellets.
Okay.
Good gear, mate.
Here's
good
another question for you. I shop in Tesco's mostly because it's local, easy to get to, good car park.
Mm. I've noted. Yeah.
Yeah. Can always park by a trolley bay. So, you know, the distance from taking your trolley back from your car to the trolley bay is minimal. And
it all counts.
Makes a massive difference. And I know where everything is on the shelves. Okay.
Yeah.
I know where the world food section is, in case I want to get some coconut cream, for instance,
or Korean spice rub.
I'm familiar with the aisles. And I get some charcoal from there, but I get a instant light bag of lump wood charcoal because it doesn't take long to light. But again, I get a lot of smoke from it.
You get smoke because of the paper.
I think it's because of the fluid, because obviously the lump wood is covered in some sort of lighter fluid, because it's not just a bag that burns, you know, the charcoal's then got to burn as well, or the lump wood. So am I using the wrong product? Should I be using something else?
Have a look at the ingredients, so to speak, and if it's got a lighter fuel on it or in it, I wouldn't. Do you know what? I would take that to the beach or to the park or something like that. Or that's because it's just really useful. And it's like people who scoff at gas barbecues. Gas barbecues are brilliant, mate. They're about the most useful barbecue there is. So it's like I don't do that. But I wouldn't use those at home because you're not in such a rush. If you've got little good quality starters like Kamado Joe make little organic starter blocks and Flamers, they're organic little wooden starters. You literally put one in the middle of your charcoal, two on a windy day, and that is it. And your charcoal's up and running. And if you use a chimney, I mean, it is 10 minutes and your charcoal is ready to go. So
yep.
if you've got a 10 quid Weber chimney,
yep.
charcoal chimney, that is as quick as lighting a bag. It's as quick.
Okay.
So I use really good charcoal because it makes a massive difference. And
yep.
it costs very little more. If you get a good deal, it costs little more than the stuff at the petrol station. It's just not that much of a difference.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do a little bit of research. I mean, one man that should know is a guy that we are going to call very soon, isn't he?
Yeah. The Hogmeister General, but not that one.
No.
We're going to call Matthew Hoggard, England cricket legend, hero, whatever, his words. Former England bowler, Matthew Hoggard, but turned barbecue addict. So let's get him on the blower, shall we?
Yeah, we'll try and call him now. Hopefully he'll pick up. And
of course he will.
We can chat grilling amongst
yeah.
other things. Okay.
Grilling, chilling, drilling. Good luck. Hoggy, how are you? How you doing? And how's lockdown?
Yeah, it's all right. It's lockdown, apart from no money.
Yeah.
Obviously, everything's been cancelled, but I'm very fortunate that I live in a lovely part of the world. I've got access to outside areas. I've got a small little cricket net in the back garden. I've got a basketball hoop in the back garden. And we've got trampolines. We've got football. We've got table tennis. We've got pool. We've got three dogs that we can get out. I've got seven barbecues. So we're all good.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Where do you live? Centre Parks?
I live in Leicester.
Oh, right. sounds amazing. I'd love that. I mean, what are you bowling in the net? So you know, because obviously you're retired now. I'd like to think that, same as me and Flats, you know, we're not in the same sort of physical shape. Are you bowling more spin than pace?
Yeah, we're not in the same physical shape. You're right. I've seen Flats and I'm twice as big.
It's your barbecue habit.
It is. It's the eating and the drinking. Is it wrong that in the mornings when I open to get the milk out of the fridge and see a bottle of wine there, I'm thinking, is it too early?
No, it's not. I was yesterday, without, we want to promote responsible drinking on our podcast, but yesterday at about 3:30, I rode my bike to the local co-op to get some eggs and bread and milk and stuff like that. And I also got a bottle of gin.
Just to put in the cycle carry.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. Yeah, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock G&T. I think that's all right. Homeschooling finishes for the day.
I've been making pina coladas, boys. They're lovely.
Oh, hello.
Really good.
What?
Yeah, I know. You need a bit of the hardest thing to get is coconut cream. You can get coconut milk, but you want the cream because you want it a little bit thicker.
No, incorrect. I'm not asking about how to make a pina colada. Mm. I'm asking about your choice of drinking.
Well, you've got to mix it up. You've got to make this is a perfect opportunity to try stuff. Don't worry, mate. I've got like 48 cans of Guinness in the fridge.
That's more like it.
It's a bit more like it, and I could go with a bit of a mojito.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a pina
colada.
I tell you what, mate.
Do you know
it's
what?
Fresh. It's fresh. It's refreshing. That's a nice change.
It is a nice change because we're going back to 1970s.
Mm. Yeah. It's.
And if you've got, do, if
do you
you've
get
got
dressed
a bit
up
of fresh,
as well?
I put a little umbrella in it.
Oh, nice.
He puts his best frock on. A nice picante is nice. Tequila picante.
Oh, no, not tequila. Don't like tequila.
No, nor do I. Nor do I.
No. It's bad gear for that.
It's bad gear, but it's taste. So, Hoggy, you were very good at cricket. Excellent. We kind of done that. Everyone knows that. So that's excellent. You're now a barbecue addict. Similar to me. You're a level above me. I'm trying to get to where you are. But are you like me? Do you wake up thinking of what you can grill that night and you go to bed thinking of what you're going to grill the next day?
I'm 3 days in advance, yes.
Like a snooker player.
It is all right then. Let's get Monday to Saturday's menu out on the box. Everybody knows Sundays for a Sunday roast. So that's a tick. You just need to know what meat you're cooking.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It is what am I cooking for lunch? What am I cooking for tea?
And what apparatus are you using? How are you cooking it? What's your grilling?
Here we go. Technique.
Right. Well, my favorite grill, I would say, is my Kamado Joe.
Okay.
I've got a Kamado Joe Classic 3. I have got a Traeger Ironwood.
Yes.
Which is a wood pellet smoker.
Yep.
I have a Napoleon Prestige, which is gas.
Yep.
I have a I've got a Heston Blumenthal, which is a aluminium egg rather than a ceramic egg. I have two Tyrosses, which are the stainless steel charcoal barbecues.
Yep.
I do have a Weber, and I have a fire pit.
And a shed load of disposable Barbies, yeah, as well?
Pardon?
No.
No. Why are you swearing at me so early in the morning?
Yeah, exactly.
Not only I tell you mentioned pina colada, you're now mentioning crappy disposable barbecue.
That's what isolation's done to me, lads. That's what isolation's done to me.
Yeah.
Hoggy, I've looked at your social media, and this this Napoleon thing you've got, I've looked on their website, it looks like it's about 15 feet across. It is enormous.
It is rather large. I reckon I could get a suckling pig on there, and that could be on my agenda. A nice,
I reckon you get a grizzly bear on it.
I could get Ernie on it, and he's 12.
Yeah, exactly.
13. I reckon I could roast him. And get him on the spit.
Nice and tender, I reckon, as well.
Is he into it? Is he into the grilling as well?
He's into the eating. He's not got the patience for the grilling at the moment. He likes to start it and then says, right, can I eat it? Not quite yet. We do have to let it cook a little bit, and then says, what do we have to do now? Well, normally we have a glass of wine, or we'll open a beer and we'll chat around the coals, and we'll chew the fat of life. But he's not quite old enough to do that yet.
What sort of meats are you grilling then? What's your favourite?
Oh, what's my favourite? I can't go wrong with a ribeye. Love a bit of a ribeye steak. Mm.
Yeah.
I do love ribeye. But the big revelation at the moment through lockdown has been fish.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Because everybody looks at barbecues and everybody says, right, what meat can we whack on the grill?
Yeah.
And at the moment, our winner at the moment is fish. We did salmon last night, or no, night before. We did ribs yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had salmon the night before. We've done Dover sole on the grill. We've done skate wings. We've done sea bass.
All right. I did a lovely salmon fillet on the Traeger the other day, and I marinated it in like a hoisin, with a bit of sugar in there. Some lemon juice. I put a bit of Worcester sauce in there, just a couple of drips.
Now you're talking.
I put it on there for about 45 minutes, flaky.
Nice.
Flaky and very moist.
Nice. Well, I've been using the soapstone.
I would have got a handshake from Paul Hollywood.
Yeah, what's that like? I haven't got one.
It is awesome. Awesome bit of kit.
So what is it? Why is it different from anything else?
It's like a bit of granite, isn't it? A bit of marble.
Yeah.
It's non-porous. Yeah. Nothing sticks to it. And instead of, you get your cast iron skillets, and cast iron gives you that intense, angry heat, a bit like you flats. Like very aggressive, very right.
Impressive.
We're getting it. We're getting it done, and we don't care how many people get hurt. It's just being hot, 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 hot. And if you get in my way, I'm going to run over you. That's a bit like the cast iron skillet, and then the soapstone gives a bit more refined heat out, not as intense as the cast iron.
More Matthew Hoggard kind of heat.
I was going to go for more shank sort of.
That's
a back.
White hot.
Well, you're only a centre, so your white hot needs to be hot on the wing. So you're not white hot. You're just getting that way.
I used to get called a truffle. They used to call me a truffle. Soft centre.
And it just gives you an amazing, amazing finishing cook on it. And it's not as aggressive as the cast iron, but it crisps the salmon skin up. It crisps your fish skin up, and nothing sticks to it because it's just so non-porous. It is beautiful.
Have you got into bread making like a lot of the other boys have?
No.
No?
I'm trying to cook bread. Carbs in it. Bread.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save my carbs for my alcohol.
It's
something that we need to do.
Yeah,
and I've also got the dojo attachment for the KJ.
I've just ordered the dojo.
It's awesome. We do a lot of pizzas on that for lunch.
Yeah, yeah,
which love is it. Brilliant. Ernie loves making his own little pizza and puts some weird wacky things on it, and he keeps on scoffing that I make bacon and banana pizza.
All right.
Ooh, what's that? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you see, banana on your pizza is absolutely awesome.
No, thank you.
I'm up for
bacon
that.
And
I'm
banana.
I'm not. I'm not into fruit.
A bit of barbecue sauce.
Not into fruit in my main dinner. It's like I don't like pineapple in on pizza.
You just told me you like pina colada.
I'm trying.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying things. You know, I'm trying to find my feminine side. Right, Hoggy, you sound like you're cooking really well.
Yeah.
You keeping fit? What are you doing to sort of balance that out? Are you on the cross trainer bike that you've got?
Again, you're now swearing at me again.
are you keeping
what?
On your cross trainer bike?
No,
are you keeping
I'm
fat?
On the Elliptigo.
That's it, the Elliptigo.
That's the Elliptigo. Now, the Elliptigo is in the garage at the moment and it has been for the last maybe 18 months.
Oh, okay.
because I've got to be mindful and aware of that I'm allowed out once a day out of my padded cell.
That's been for like 3 years, though. You know, that's no different to now.
Yeah, I know. And then I've got to exercise my hound. So I've got three dogs that I need to exercise. So I like to go on long, leisurely walks rather than trying to kill myself.
Can I ask you a question on these walks as well? Do you use the carcasses of like your chickens and your bones and throw them into the bush for like little animals to forage?
Here we go. Hoggy, he's asking because where I live in Bath, they don't do the food waste collection. So often when I cook stuff and you strip a chicken or a duck or whatever, you've got bones left, whatever it carcasses, I will just put them in a little bag for life and I will take them on a dog walk and I will fling them into bushes.
Okay.
And when I go back the next day, they're gone. The animals take them. Yeah, I think that's the way to do it.
He explains it like he's the pigeon lady out of Mary Poppins and all the animals come round him.
It's not so good when you're walking around the estate and just whacking them in other people's gardens.
No.
The cats and the dogs nicking them.
I throw dead duck carcasses at people's front room windows. Have some of that.
I tend to make more my sauces and stocks out of the chicken carcass. Because you always need chicken stock, so I like to boil that down.
Yeah, use the whole animal.
Chicken stock out, and then you can put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
I should do more of that.
I'm bulk making pizza dough at the moment because it's so good. I tell you what, because I haven't got the dojo yet. It's arriving next week.
I've been using
the Heston Blumenthal 4K.
Yes.
Pizza and just opening it and closing it every time. Bit inefficient, but it makes great stuff and it holds its heat. It's actually a really good bit of kit.
It does hold its heat very well, doesn't it? And you don't need a lot of fuel to get it up there to temp. But yeah, it's very good. But the theatre of sliding your own pizza in and out of its own opening, it's brilliant.
Oh, here's a question for you. How do you stop it sticking? Does it stick to the dojo?
No. If you flour your bottom, it doesn't
always
stick. And if you wait long enough for your dojo to come up to temperature and the stone at the bottom to come up to temperature,
And what slider have you got? Like what do you call it? The actual thing you get it in and out of. What
pizza
have you got?
Pizza peel.
Which one have you got?
I'm gonna be really, really scazzy now and say I made my own.
I hate people like you that do good stuff like that.
I had a cast iron, no, a stainless steel back for a fireplace that's supposed to go behind a wood burner stove that I haven't used, and I've saved it. And my wife kept, why on earth are you saving that? Throw it away. I said, no, I'm going to use it. What are you going to use that for? And 2 years later, I found a use for it.
You're like Krakatus Potts, you are, from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Pina colada, fruit in your main course.
Just go into your garage
Mary
and
Poppins.
Come out with something.
Pigeon lady from Mary Poppins. That's good. That's very good. A bit smug, Coggy, but that's all right. You get away with that.
Well,
I'm gonna buy one instead.
Yes, that's always an option.
Right, this has become quite. Go on, Flats.
I was going to say, I don't know about you, Hoggy. I'm just going to buy one because I've got so much work on at the moment that why not? I don't know how to spend it all. Nothing for months. Yeah.
Well, I've started on a project which I wish I hadn't because in our garden we've got bumpy grass. So it's undulating grass and it goes up and down. When Ernie's trying to bat, it's either round his ankles or it's up his nose. And much that I do love hitting my son on the head with balls, it's not conducive to good technique.
No.
So I've just stripping the turf off to flatten it out. And have you ever tried
that's
the
hard
turf
work.
Grass?
My that is word. Very hard work. Yeah,
it is. It's thirsty yeah. work, isn't it?
Why are you saying yeah, Flash?
Yes,
you've got a remote control lawnmower.
No, I have, but I a robot. But I've done the turfing thing before.
Oh, of course you
and
have.
And I watch loads of stuff on YouTube, and I use scaffolding planks to lay each. Basically, you stand on it, you lay it, then you put a scaffolding plank on top of it. Stand on that plank, lay the next one, and it flattens it for you as you go along. And I got to the end, and it hadn't worked, and I had to ring a gardener.
Yeah. Well, I'm just taking a sort of, I think, what is it, about 4 meter by 2 meter strip out the centre of the lawn. And it's a pain in the back. It's all different widths of soil.
It's
and
not
the,
easy,
the
that.
Grass roots are all entwined, and you can't just roll it up as it. I thought, do you know what, I'll just cut a rectangle up and I'll just roll it up. It'll be a piece of ease.
Nope.
It's not,
nope.
is it?
Nope.
The roots say, and you've got to chop all the roots and take it off in little sections. And it's gonna take a while.
You're earning your beer. You're earning your beer.
I'm earning my. That's the way I'm looking at it.
So,
yes.
Food done, bit of lawn mowing and grass cutting done. What series are you watching? Are you watching any TV at night?
Oh, yeah. Well, so, Ernie at the moment is obsessed with all the Chicago things. So, I've watched the entire series of Chicago Fire.
Okay.
I've watched the entire series of Chicago PD. I'm now on Chicago Med. And we don't get a look in.
What about the musical?
Oh, really?
Chicago. Yeah. Have you watched that as well? Or not?
Ah, you see, I'm loving your feminine side.
He watches that with
the
pina colada.
Chicago, but I've not watched it recently.
You've got to watch The Last Dance. It's about the Chicago Bulls on Netflix.
Oh!
I've heard that. Apparently, there's some egos in that program.
It's honestly, Hoggy, it is.
You'll be used to that, though.
There's not many bad people in it. It could be the best thing you watch this year. Please watch it, mate. It's so good.
Oh, wow. That good,
it's
is
so
it?
It's so good. Yeah. Honestly, mate, it's brilliant. Yeah.
And it's about American football, isn't it?
Basketball.
Well done, Shanko. What is the obvious game, anyway? Oh.
I don't know. What is the obvious American
It's. I think it's this sport. Game where you...
like that, is it? Prison rules. I should have known.
It's jungle rules. Jungle. Yeah, so you're watching teenage
everything,
TV.
In Chicago, yeah.
Mm. Oh, nice.
At what point do you put a TV in your kid's bedroom?
Oh, he's got
and
one.
Let him
he's
watch it
the
on
best
his own.
TV. He's got the best TV in the house.
Oh, there you go.
And
perfect.
And the Xbox.
Well, can't he bugger off upstairs and watch it on his own then, so you can watch proper telly? You
want to
be with him,
could...
don't you? You want to be with him?
Yeah, I do. And it's downstairs in our house. We've got upside down house.
Oh, is it?
Beds are downstairs.
Where's Leicester, isn't it?
We're on the side of an hill, so the beds are downstairs.
Oh, yeah,
so we can have a lovely view, vista.
Because I stalk you on social media. I've seen, like, you know, you like to say good morning to everyone, and you've got an amazing view.
I'm polite. Yes.
You've got an amazing view out from your grilling station. You've got
a lovely view from my grilling, and that's the same view from the kitchen and from the living room. And
lovely.
It's just a lovely, lovely spot.
We should quickly just touch on your cricket, Hoggy, before we let you go. Now, you've done some amazing, wonderful things with your career. Now, you won the Ashes in 2004.
No, 2005.
Wow. Have that.
Well done, fella. One all.
Oh, sorry, it's tickled me. Now, when you look back now on your career, would that be the highlight for you? Or are there other things? Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to say, everybody, yes. Is that the highlight? And I think it has to be. Just be the way that he encapsulated the nation.
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody that was watching cricket in 2005, it was on the front pages, back pages of the newspapers, which was it was very rare. It was on terrestrial TV. There was no other big sporting event on. It was the first time that we were competing with Australia for 19 years. And I think the enormity of it hits you when you get 20-year-olds coming up and saying, you're the reason that I started playing cricket for 2005. Mm. You still get dads coming up saying, thank you very much. Mm. And everybody still talks about 2005 in cricketing terms.
Yeah.
Now, out of a 9-year career, there's been some really good highlights, but 2005, going to meet the Prime Minister, going to meet the Queen, getting an MB for playing a game that you love. We've been very lucky and fortunate, but it's the legacy that you leave behind. And so many people come up to you and say, thank you for 2005. So it has to be the career highlight that it was brilliant series, twists and turns, yeah. great drama. And we came out on top and beat the Aussie Barstools.
Have you watched the test on Amazon?
Yeah,
I have watched 2 episodes of it.
Yeah, well, you like it or?
It was all right.
It's a bit different for you, isn't it? Because you've been in that situation and that scenario. Yeah. Whilst it's new for people like us, you know, behind the scenes of cricket. So it's very interesting.
It's very laid back, I would have thought, compared to the behind the scenes of the rugby.
Yeah.
And because it's physical domination, physical as well as the skill.
It's more intense.
Involved.
Like the test, it's definitely more intense.
You reckon?
Yeah, you know, the amount of time you've got to concentrate, switch on. You know, the games are incredibly long as well, aren't they? You know, it's not like a short 80-minute thing. But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, oh, excellent, yeah. Now, did you hear Graham Hicks speak at all?
No,
which is quite bizarre that he was the batting coach and been there for the entire series.
Oh, really? Yeah. You don't hear him speak?
No, I didn't.
That's so weird.
It doesn't speak much.
No, maybe
that is weird. I mean, not everyone speaks a lot. I play with guys that don't speak a lot.
Yeah,
but if you're a coach, you'd expect the coach to be talking quite a lot. Anyway,
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, so. But again, it's what makes the rich tapestry of sport, isn't it?
Yeah. And do you ever play any social cricket? Do you ever play cricket for a laugh on a Saturday afternoon?
Yeah. So I play for a team called the PCA Masters, which is all the old fogies that go around the clubs, and we coach in the morning. We'll put on a fundraising lunch with auctions and Q&As, and then we'll play a T20 game against their club.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is brilliant. And also, Ernie has just got into a senior team for the first time last year. So right. I just said, right then, if he's playing, I'm playing. So yeah. I want to play as many times as I can for whatever team it is with Ernie in it, because I just love the idea of father-son playing cricket together. And it won't be long until I won't be able to get into the same team as him. He'll say, Dad, you're embarrassing me now. Can you just drop down a team?
You're a joke, Dad. He's like, what? I was the man in 2005. None of us were alive then. Piss off.
Stop giving me your old boxes, Dad. I'll buy my own.
Right. No one wears jockstraps anymore. Put this on, Lerner. Put it on. No.
Stop it.
And you don't wash it till end of season.
That's talking about boxing. I do some coaching up at the university and Kia Super League of the women's game with Loughborough Lightning.
Yeah.
And one of the first things was, well, it's the women's game. Do they wear boxes? Do they not wear boxes? What's the status quo here? And it turns out that a few do, but most don't. And the few that do don't call them boxes.
What do they call them?
Manhole covers.
They're animals, female cricketers.
They are. Absolute animals.
Oh, I'm using that.
That is brilliant.
I'm having that.
You couldn't make a better gag up, and it's true. I love it.
I'm having that.
You couldn't write it any better than that.
Amazing.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Amazing. Right. I think we should end on a high. I think we should end on a high.
That's it.
And people
that
have fond memories. People have amazing memories of you. It can't get any better. I don't think it can get any
better.
All right, great stuff. Hoggy, keep grilling, mate. Keep chilling. I hope
I'll try my best.
Lockdown in soon, but stay well and keep Ernie fixing those washing machine doors. It's good for him.
Yeah, that was good fun, that was.
Yeah.
Good, that. I like that. Tried to get my kids to do the same. Didn't happen. Cheers, pal. Take it easy, Hoggy.
Cheers, Fats.
Keep bowling the heat.
Mate. Bye.
Cheers, Shanks.
Bye, mate.
Ta-ra. Bye.
Didn't think he was going to remember my name then. He did. He did.
He did.
That is basically, I think you've met your... your long lost brother?
Well, we did a couple of events together. I was emceeing some events, you know, and he was a guest because he's a big name, whatever. And he was just class. And it's like, as soon as he got there, a couple of beers, and I was like, right, what do you want to talk about on stage? He's like, whatever, don't care, ask whatever. And he's just brilliant fun. And then I went to this really dull, nauseating grilling event in London once. I was in London doing events, and I had an afternoon off, and I was like, oh, got invited to this thing, I'll go. And Hoggy was there before me, and we were both like, we're a bit keen, aren't we? And then it kind of went from there. And he just, I mean, people, as I said before in this pod, lots of people say, oh, Flats, you should write a book on cooking. It's like, firstly, no one knows who I am. Secondly, I'm not very good.
Mm.
But so I watch Hoggy a lot, and I copy a lot of what he cooks, and he is properly good. Like, he's a really good.
Do you know what it felt like then? It felt like Step Brothers, right? You were Brennan, he was Dale, and I was like, I was Derek on the outside. The one that no one likes.
You sell the funny stuff. I ask the nerdy questions, like, what's a soapstone? Why is the soapstone?
Yeah,
so
but
I'm actually really keen to get one.
You're talking about using scaffolding for re-turfing lawns. You know, I thought you just had a robot lawnmower. You're like an onion. You have a little go at everything, or you've read about it and you're claiming it for yourself. I don't know. I can't tell anymore.
I tried to re-turf my garden, my old house in Bath, and it was just terrible. No, I didn't not try to re-turf it. I bought the turf and thought, I'll lay it myself, because it was the most expensive bit was the labour.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll do that. So you water it loads, and you basically got to put 1 million gallons of water on it. I was like, right, I can commit to that. I laid it all out. It was perfect. And I literally stood back, and it was like, oh my God. It's like someone's pulled a thread out of a blanket. It was just awful.
Mm,
so I rang him. I rang the guy, dropped it off about 8 hours earlier. And he goes, right, if you don't get it right tonight or tomorrow morning, it will die. I was like, right, I haven't got it. He's like, right, can you come back? And he basically worked into the night because I'd ruined it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I tried.
Yeah, I can imagine you and Hoggy going on tour together and like sharing a room and then turning your beds into bunk beds, so you've got so much more room for like activities and aerobics. then watching like shark documentaries.
Yeah. Whoa. Teeth. I googled it. His teeth are 9 inches long.
Both got Chewbacca masks. Going. Right. I think that will do us for the day, Flats.
Yeah. Well done, boy.
Very, very funny guy, Matthew Hollard.
He is, yeah. And he's once life returns to something like it was before, if you get a chance, sports fans, to go to an event where Matthew Hoggard is a guest, I would advise you to go, because he swears a bit more than he did on the pod today, and he is very, very funny.
Or book him for public speaking.
Yeah, I would.
Whatever you want. I'm so glad that I managed to get him a little back on the obvious game right at the end. I thought,
oh, very good.
He had me up against the ropes, mate. I didn't know he was coming for me, but
yeah, I do this event. I've done it a couple of times in Cheltenham, at the Cheltenham Racecourse. And AP McCoy and Michael Vaughan are the guests, and they're brilliant. And Michael Vaughan couldn't make it this year, and they just on a group email, it was like, who should we get? And he was like, get Hoggy. He is absolutely brilliant. Is he like you? And I said, no, he's nothing like me. He's way funnier than me. Get him. And I think they booked him, but it all got cancelled. So I think it's like last week or something it was booked for. So he's very popular on that circuit. I'd book him if I
was. You can see why. Right, Flats.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day, all right?
Cheers, guys. Take it easy.
Keep eating the veg. See you later.
Bye.